If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Let's flash back for a second to the fall of 2001. Sugar Ray was playing on your local radio station. The Patriots were forced to play their backup quarterback, some guy named Tom Brady. The movie Zoolander had just come out in theaters.
You think you're too cool for school? But I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
That was the last time the Seattle Mariners made the playoffs. The longest postseason drought among any team in Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, or NHL. And now, 21 years later, the Mariners look like they're finally on their way back to the postseason.
Giddy up, baby!
Today, The Athletic's Corey Brock tells us about the rising superstar and unsung heroes who are powering this Mariners renaissance and what it would mean to Seattle to have this team playing again in October. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Wednesday, September 14th, and this is The Lead. So, Corey, we went back into our archives and you were on one of the very first episodes of The Lead, like way back in October of 2019. So first things first, welcome back. It's been too long.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Tiff. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, super excited. I mean, that was 3 years ago, but I have to ask about this from 21 years ago. Where were you the last time the Mariners made the playoffs in 2001?
Well, believe it or not, I was in Yankee Stadium watching that whole thing finish up as a much younger, a little bit more handsome reporter at that time. It was Mike Cameron flew out to right field, and that was it.
Cameron into right field. Spencer, Yankees for the fourth year in a row have a date with the Fall Classic.
That was the end of the series, but you never got a sense, certainly, that this was the end of a run for the Mariners. They had been very successful from 1995, a memorable year for them, probably the most important year in franchise history, made the playoffs several times between then and 2001. You didn't think when they walked off the field that day that it would be another 21 years until they got back to the postseason, but here we are. And yeah, you're absolutely right, Tiff. They are at the doorstep of this whole thing and has people in Seattle really, really excited.
You look like you haven't changed at all. You haven't aged since 2001.
I'm going to tell my wife that you said that, and I will replay this as proof. Thank you.
Of course. So, Corey, as we mentioned at the top, this year's Mariners team is currently on track to make the playoffs. We will get to, you know, why they're good in a minute. But before we do that, can you remind us how last season ended for this team?
Yeah, it was a season of very low expectations. So you have to remember the Mariners, after the 2018 season, went into a rebuild mode where they traded off some of their top assets to get young players to kind of reposition themselves to make a run in the future. Well, the future was a little clouded. Certainly, we only had the half season or less than half season of 2020, no minor league season. So it kind of changed the timeline a little bit. But yeah, the Mariners got hot, rode a really good bullpen, won a bunch of one-run games. And lo and behold, they're playing meaningful games in September. And they push that thing all the way right up to the final day and don't make it. But I think by and large, I think people thought that was a very successful run. They won 90 games. And kind of recaptured the city a little bit in some respects.
In a city that's long handed fall fanfare over to the Seahawks, the M's kept the attention down the street this year.
Everybody's excited. Everything is electric.
This was once a Mariners town, then it became a Seahawks town. But I think fans kind of wet their whistle a little bit and had them excited for 2022.
It's like being a Seattleite. You live through all the rain because you believe the sun will come.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Okay, so that brings us into this season. The Mariners are currently on a 91-win pace, on track to end this playoff drought. And we're going to look at a few key reasons why they're in this position. So let's start with their emerging rookie star, the 21-year-old center fielder, Julio Rodriguez, who recently got a pretty big contract extension.
It's raining big time in terms of cash for Julio Rodriguez. According to ESPN, it could be anywhere from 8 to 18 years long, this contract, with $210 million guaranteed and as much as $470 million.
So for anyone who's not following the Mariners this year, just how good has this guy been for Seattle?
Oh, he's been fabulous. You know, he's 21. He won't be 22 until late December, I believe. And, you know, this is a name we've known about up here in our little corner of the world for a while, just because he has put up some big numbers in the minor leagues. But and then made the team out of spring training, which wasn't a given. Went through some early struggles, but then really found his stride, I guess, in the month of May and beyond that.
Julio with a high, towering fly ball.
And I think, Tiff, he really introduced himself to the rest of the world, I guess, to some extent, during that home run derby at Dodger Stadium, where I think a lot of other people are like, wow, this guy's really good.
He gets on a heater and he keeps going. 5 seconds to go with 31, 32, and he will shut it down there. What a start to this derby. 32 shots for Julio Rodriguez and a standing ovation.
I hate to use the term generational talent. I'll reserve that for a few more years after we see what he becomes. But I see no reason why this guy can't become just a franchise icon, but maybe potentially one of the best players in the game. So he's just starting to scratch the surface, but this is truly a unique guy. Loud skills and tools, and also has the most engaging, gregarious personality of a lot of players I've met. And it seems very genuine.
I definitely want to get to his personality in just a second, but Julio Rodriguez is pushing for a 30-30 season with 25 home runs and 24 steals this season. You also wrote about a pep talk that Rodriguez gave his team during their dramatic win over the Braves on Sunday. So what was the story there?
Yeah, I tell you what, Tiff, I think we've covered how old I am here, and I've been watching baseball for a long time, and I still think one of the greatest things about covering baseball is you have an opportunity to see something you've never seen before any day, you know, anytime you go to the ballpark. And for me, that was it. You know, they were winning 6-2 in the ninth inning, gave up the lead. The Braves, who I think are a fabulous team, score 5 runs.
Swing drive! Robbie Grossman unloads! And the Braves have taken the lead! I don't believe it!
So they come in the dugout, right, having blown this big lead, and they're trailing 7-6 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And here comes this kid, because he's still just a kid. He's the youngest guy in that clubhouse, in that dugout. And he simply just, you know, kind of says, we're going to pick each other up here. You know what I mean? We're going to win this game. And then Julio comes up in the bottom of the ninth inning and hits 117 mile an hour exit velocity that I hope no one got hurt out in the stands. So he ties the game, and then Eugenio Suarez won it. But, you know, this kind of gets back to his infectious personality, and, you know, the guys really believe in him. And again, he's been in the big leagues for 6 months. But, you know, I think he represents the best of all of them in many ways. And I think the guys saw that and, you know, and just understood that, hey, we're going to pick up our teammate here who gave up these runs, and we're going to win this game. And lo and behold, they did. And, you know, at some point this year, when we look back on this season, however it ends, we'll look at this moment as being, you know, a key moment, not a turning point. I mean, these guys have been good for a while now, but kind of a key moment where you really could start to believe that, yeah, this is really a special group.
Rodriguez, he's clearly got some leadership ability at the young age of 21. And you mentioned this already, but it seems like he's got a pretty dynamic personality because, I mean, he had his own YouTube show called Vibin' with J-Rod when he was still a prospect.
Right.
Hello, I'm Julio Rodriguez, and this is my show. Today, I will have my first episode and my first guest with all my good friends in the team, El Flaco, Logan Gilbert.
Thanks for having me on, Julio. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have some fun today.
So how would you describe his personality? Can you elaborate on his personality and his role in this clubhouse?
Yeah, and I'll tell you a quick story, Tiff. I met Julio for the first time in the fall of 2018, or maybe it was the fall of 2019. Anyway, I went down to Arizona and met him for the first time. And he's, you know, 17, 18 years old. And he had been at their Dominican Academy and he really devoted himself into learning the English language. And when I met him, he wanted to do our interview in English. It was really important to him. And he was really good. You know, he did really well. And then afterwards, he more or less runs down the hall and he told a Mariner staffer that, you know, he was going to call his parents, tell them that he did this interview in English for the first time. And he was just so proud. But even then, he was just outgoing, fun-loving. This guy always has a smile on his face, but it's not an act at all. And I'm sure there are times in his life, and the big league game can be humbling, where he gets frustrated. But generally, he has this sort of upbeat, infectious nature that just, it rubs off on you. It rubs off on you as a teammate, as a reporter, when you see him and he's smiling. I'm like, this guy's having a great day, you know? He's always having a great day. And it's just so fun to see someone that young with that kind of personality and just the impact it has on others.
Well, Corey, next up, as we look at the formula for the Mariners' success, you also wrote recently about the impact that this team's pitching staff has had on their success, both the starters and the relievers. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I tell you what, if there is a singular reason why the Mariners are, you know, 18 games above 500 on their way, hopefully, to the playoffs, it's their pitching. You know, they had a nice group coming into the year. They added Robbie Ray last December before the work stoppage. That kind of solidified the group. And then they brought up George Kirby from the minor leagues in May, and he has been fabulous, just really, really good. So now you're looking at a rotation of Robbie Ray, Luis Castillo, who they got from the Reds at the trade deadline, a huge pickup, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, and Marco Gonzalez. This is, for my money, probably one of the, you know, top three rotations in baseball. And you back that up with a bullpen that is just as good. So, yeah, they're where they are because of their pitching. And I tell you what, you could have the most dynamic offensive lineup in the world. And we saw this past weekend with the Braves, again, who I think are really, really good. But if you don't have the pitching, if you don't have the starting pitching, you don't have the bullpen, it doesn't matter at all. You're not going to be playing in October. And so it's been their pitching that's really carried them this year.
Well, as of Tuesday, the Mariners are fifth in Major League Baseball in team ERA. And one guy who has been coming up big for this rotation lately, as you mentioned, is George Kirby, who they only drafted a few years ago in 2019. So what kind of impact has he made and what makes him so effective?
Well, you know, Tiff, he almost made the team out of spring training. It was basically between him and Matt Brash, who won the fifth starter spot, had some struggles and went to the minors. And that facilitated Kirby coming up from AA. But they always envisioned him as being a part of this rotation. He played at Elon University and just a supreme strike thrower. You know, in a day and age where command can be so volatile in the big leagues, this guy is just fabulous. He just peppers the strike zone.
It ends at 24. 24 consecutive strikes thrown by George Kirby to begin the ball game before his first pitch that misses.
It's a fastball just missing away.
His arsenal of pitches are very good. He's added a two-seam fastball here this summer that he's now throwing a lot, which is unheard of for a guy to add a pitch mid-season and see so much success with it. So he's been really good. He's 24 years old, and I think with Logan Gilbert, who was a rookie last season, you really have some cornerstones for this rotation for years to come. So it's been a lot of fun to watch George. You know, he's running into some innings workload issues. You know, this is the most he's ever thrown at any level. But I tell you what, he has just been fabulous. He threw a gem the other day against the Braves.
2-2 pitch. Got him. He's dealing tonight, folks. Half a dozen strikeouts, 12 consecutive retired, 16 of the last 17. It's a George Kirby night with a lot of help from Sam.
So if this guy, if his tank is fast approaching empty, it's not showing.
Now, you also wrote recently about some unsung guys who have played a big role for the Mariners this season. And specifically, we want to focus on two position players. You highlighted utility man Sam Haggerty and catcher Cal Raleigh. Both of these guys have spent time at AAA Tacoma this year. But as you wrote, they helped save the Mariners season. So can you tell us how?
Yeah, I tell you what, this was for as wonderful a season as this has been for the Mariners. I remember there was a day, Tiff, I think they lost a day game to the A's, and I think they may have been 29-39 at that point. And, you know, I think everybody's kind of trying to objectively look at this team and figure out why they were struggling. And there was no reason. They just weren't playing well. But during that time, Sam Haggerty stepped up. He's a utility guy. I think he's 28 years old. He could play outfield, little infield. He could run really well.
Into center. And it's beyond underneath the glove of Tavares. Haggerty can fly. He is on his way. This might happen. He's going to third. He's getting waved home. Sam Haggerty scores on an inside the park home run.
He had some really big hits for this team, as did Cal Raleigh, who continues. He's probably going to end up with one of the best productive years among any big league catcher in the game. A lot of power. The average still isn't where he'd like it, but you know, there were points this season where the team was kind of struggling, and these guys kind of stepped in either through necessity, filling in for injuries, whatever it was, and kind of helped this team get through a rough patch. And I think on good teams always have guys like this, because I think that's the way you become kind of a sustainable winner, that you're, every man on your roster has some value, and that you're going to lean on these guys at various times throughout the season. And more often than not, they're going to come through for you.
Okay, coming up, a look at the Mariners' rare team chemistry and a potential concern for this team down the stretch.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Corey, one guy we haven't talked about yet is the manager, former Major League catcher Scott Servais, who actually retired in 2001. A year Mariners fans know all too well. Mm-hmm. Has he talked at all about breaking this playoff drought? And how would you describe his leadership style for this team overall?
Yeah, they don't talk about the playoff drought that often. But what he said continuously, even going back to spring training, Tiff, is that he had a feeling about this group. He had a good feeling about this group, whether that was, you know, camaraderie, chemistry, talent, whatever you want to call it.
We're in a really good spot.
I think we're in a position, you know, to take the next step, but it only happens if you get better. 1% better every day. You know, if this guy gets 1% better and that guy gets 1% better and I get 1% better, we'll probably be okay.
Now, this team looks a little bit different now than it did in spring training, but the fact remains that what he thought has kind of come true, that these guys really enjoy playing with each other, for each other. I go back to the day that Julio Rodriguez signed his big contract, and in the back of the room were a bunch of his teammates. I don't know if they were all there, but I tell you what, there were a lot of them there. No one asked them to go there. They were there to support their teammate because they genuinely love this guy. And I think there is a real special bond with this group. And, you know, we live in a day and age where, you know, this is a performance-based game and it always will be, but I still think there is a place for chemistry and camaraderie. And I think Scott Servais saw that early on in spring training, and I think it's only gotten better. But yeah, he has a very good command of the room. He has an open door policy. Today's player is a lot different than when he played, where you just sort of, you know, listen to the manager and you kept your mouth shut, right? You just kind of did as you were told. But now, you know, he wants these players to understand this is their career and they need to take ownership of that. And if they have questions, they could come in and talk to him anytime. And I think that's resonated well with the clubhouse.
Now, we've talked about some of the keys to this team's success, the young superstar, the great pitching, the unsung heroes. So what do you see as their biggest weakness as we get close to the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, they're going to finish the season with 20 games against teams with records under 500. And they finished with a bunch against the Tigers, who are just not very good. So I won't say complacency because I think this team is hungry. They've done nothing really in the grand scheme of to get back to the playoffs. They're still not there. I had someone talk radio spot in Seattle. They were talking about the wild card and like, well, if it lines up this way, we could play the Astros in the second round. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Hold on here. It's been 21 years. You shouldn't be talking about or even maybe even thinking about who the Mariners are going to play in the second round. I mean, get there first. But I tell you what, if they get there, I think they could be really dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say, finally, Corey, you know, they obviously haven't clinched anything officially yet. And we're going to hold off, though, on saying that it's a sure thing. But if the Mariners finish at the top wild card spot, they'd be hosting a 3-game wildcard series in Seattle. So what do you imagine the atmosphere will be like in that building?
Well, I was going to say they're going to blow the roof off, but, you know, it's a retractable roof. But I remember, again, this a testament to how old I am, the series against the Yankees in 1995 in the Kingdome, for my money, still resonates as the loudest atmosphere I've ever experienced. And, of course, it was in a dome, so that made it even louder.
Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it. It just continues. My, oh my.
You know, I think they've really captured the city's attention so far, and I think it's only going to be magnified if they get a chance to host these games at home. I think it'll be huge for the city, for the franchise, which I said has sort of fallen behind the other teams in town in the recent years. But I think it'll be really special, and I don't even worry about the fans coming out. Those games will sell out in seconds, and it will be loud.
Well, thank you so much, Corey, for coming on and telling us this story. It'll be really fascinating to see what happens.
Thanks for having me, Tiff. I appreciate it.
You can follow all of Corey Brock's coverage of the Mariners at theathletic.com. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things.
For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.